ॐ नमो भगवति वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवति वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 4 अम्बरीश महाराज ऑफेंडेड बाय दुर्वास मुनि टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। ईजे अश्वमेधैः अधियज्ञम् ईश्वरं महाविभूतया उपचित अंगदक्षिणै ततै वसिष्ठ असित गौतम आदिभिः दन्वनी अभिश्रोतुम् असौ सरस्वतीम्। ईजे अश्वमेधैर् अधियज्ञमीश्वरम् महाविभूत्योपचित उपचितोऽङ्ग दक्षिणै तथैर्वसिष्ठासित गौतमादिभिः धन्वनि अभिश्रोतुम् असौ सरस्वतीम्। ईजे अश्वमेधैर् अधियज्ञमीश्वरम् महाविभूत्यो उपचिताङ्ग दक्षिणै ततैर्वसिष्ठा असित गौतमादिभिः धन्वनि अभिश्रोतुम् असौ सरस्वतीम्। ईजे अश्वमेधैर् अधियज्ञमीश्वरम् महाविभूत्यो उपचिताङ्ग दक्षिणै ततैर्वसिष्ठ असित गौतमादिभिः दन्वनि अभिश्रोतुम् असौ सरस्वतीम्। माताजीस ईजे वर्षिप्ड अश्वमेधैः by performing the horse sacrifice yajna. Adi yajnam, to satisfy the master of all yajnas. Ishwaram, the supreme personality of Godhead. Mahavibhutaya, with great opulence. Upachita angadakshinaihi, with all prescribed paraphernalia and contributions of dakshina to the brahmanas. Tataihi, executed. Vasishta asita gautama adibihi, by such brahmanas as Vasishta, Asita and Gautama, Danvani, in the desert, Abhishrotam, inundated by the water of the river, Asau, Maharaj Ambarisha, Saraswati, on the bank of the Saraswati. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. In desert countries where there flowed the river Saraswati, Maharaj Ambarisha performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedha Yajna and thus satisfied the master of all yajnas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia with the contributions of dakshina to the brahmanas, who were supervised by great personalities like Vasishta, Asita and Gautama, representing the king, the performer of the sacrifices. Purport. When one performs ritualistic sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas, one needs expert brahmanas known as Yajnika brahmanas. In Kali Yuga, however, there is a scarcity of such brahmanas. Therefore, in the paraphernalia and so on is never in Kali Yuga, the sacrifice recommended in Shastra is Sankirtana Yajna. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Instead of spending the money unnecessarily on performing yajnas impossible to perform in this age of Kali, because of the scarcity of yajnika brahmanas, one who is intelligent performs Sankirtana Yajna. Without properly performed yajnas to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be scarcity of rain. Yajnat bhavanti parjanya. Therefore, the performance of yajna is essential. Without yajna, there will be a scarcity of rain, and because of this scarcity, no food grains will be produced, and there will be famines. It is the duty of the king, therefore, to perform different types of yajnas, such as Ashwamedha Yajna, to maintain the production of food grains. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Without food grains, both men and animals will starve. Therefore, yajna is necessary for the state to perform, because by yajna, the people in general will be fed sumptuously. The brahmanas and yajnika priests should be sufficiently paid for their expert service. This payment is called dakshina. Ambarish Maharaj, as the head of the state, performed all these yajnas through great personalities like Vasishta, Gautama and Asita. Personally, however, he was engaged in devotional service as mentioned before. Savai Mana Krishna Padar Vindayo. The king or head of the state must see that the things go on well under proper guidance, and he must be an ideal devotee, as exemplified by Maharaj Ambarish. It is the duty of the king to see that food grains are produced even in desert countries, what to speak of elsewhere. Om Ajnanti Mrindasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Nowadays we see that there is so much rain in Kerala. It is called Ativrishti, right? In places like in Marathwada, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, they have Anavrishti. There is no rain. So this is the symptom of Kali Yuga, because the pious kings are not there. It is said that if a woman is very pious and chaste, the whole family will be very happy. If the king is very pious and devotee of Krishna, the whole country will be very happy. So it is mentioned in Bhavishya Puran that once Lord Nrisimhadev killed around 14 crores demons at the in Uttarakhand, you know, Devaprayag or somewhere, and he killed them and left them like that. So they were not delivered, and it is mentioned in Bhavishya Puran that all these 14 crore demons who are killed by Lord Nrisimhadev will take birth in Kali Yuga as scientists, politicians, scholars, intellectuals, and their only job is to discredit Vedic literatures and Sanatan Dharma. So that is why all these people, journalists and all these politicians and all, they decry Vedic literature, and you know, they say that it's all mythology, right? So actually, what they are saying is mythology. Actually, that is why it is mentioned that people are going to suffer more and more because of lack of performing sacrifices. That is why Prabhupada explained in this purport that many people, they say, many of these Hindu scholars, they say that in Vedas it is mentioned test tube babies happened, plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery happened, all that stuff. And then scientists, they ridicule. What is the proof? What is the proof? They say like that. But actually, Srila Prabhupada, very iconic statement he made, that mantras are there, but chanters are not there. So mantras are not enough. The person who chants mantras, he is more important, actually. You know, the way we pronounce the mantras are very important. So that is why all these sacrifices, we cannot perform also, and is useless waste of money and time, right? So it is mentioned that in Devalaya Mahatmya, it is mentioned that like here it is Ashwamedha Yajna, like that. Anybody who constructs a temple of Lord Krishna, right? Initially, there is a person who has a desire, like Prabhupada had a desire that he should construct a temple in New York, Radha Krishna temple in New York. He wanted to construct a palace, magnificent Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, like that, Mayapur, like that. So then there is a person who designs, right? And there are persons who collect money, right? And there are persons who are laborers who construct. Actually, they do manual labor. And there are some people who say Hare Krishna temple is very nice, right? Many of the life members, they say, oh, apka Radha Rasbihari, they are always smiling, right? Your temple is so clean, they say, right? Our minds become very pleased when we visit your temple, because it is kept so clean, like that. So, so it is mentioned that any, like here Ashwamedha Yajna is there, right? Mentioned. Anybody who goes for collection of money for constructing Vishnu temple, Krishna temple, each step, you know, all these life membership preaches, with each step they are taking, they get the result of performing a Ashwamedha Yajna. Right? So devotees, many people are, hey, life membership preaching is very maya, right? We'll do only youth preaching, right? But actually, life membership preaching is the heart of entire preaching, right? If life members are not collecting money, where youth preachers will get money to run all these choice centers and all, right? So devotees should take time out and go out and collect money. It is the duty of the brahmachari, to be do madhukari, right? That is why actually Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur always used to spend more money than that is collected, so that brahmacharis are always in anxiety to collect money so that they don't become lazy, right? That is very important. Whatever preaching, whatever service one may be doing, these two services one must do, sankirtan and life membership, right? So it is mentioned that how many bags of sand is required, used in the temple, right? So a demigod is employed, and to count each sand particle that goes into constructing Krishna's temple, Hare Krishna temple. And all these people who are involved, means of course those who are involved in the temple construction, designing, laborers, collecting funds, and those who say Hare Krishna temple is very nice, right? All of them, they will go to higher planets and live for many, many, how many sand particles are there? That many thousands of years, they live in higher planets and they come down and become devotees if they did not practice Krishna consciousness properly, right? Otherwise, if somebody constructed a temple for the pleasure of Krishna, he will go back home back to Godhead. So there was no need actually to perform all these expensive sacrifices and all, right? That is why Srila Prabhupada is the most glorious acharya in this line. He enabled us to live in these temples and do service directly to Krishna. So these temples, they are oases. So living in the temple and chanting Hare Krishna mantra and preaching, this itself will give rains. Prabhupada said, even if there is one pure devotee in the town, Krishna will maintain the whole town. Right? Today is Shravan Shukravaram. Right? Shravan Shukravaram. So very dear day to Lakshmi Devi. Right? Once Bhrigumuni became a father of Lakshmi Devi. And Bhrigumuni's son was, Shukracharya. Right? So Lakshmi Devi is sister of Shukracharya, and then she is very fond of Shukracharya. That's why she said the Shukravaram is a very favorite day of for me, and anybody who does this Shravan Shukravaram Vrata. So it is mentioned in Padma Purana that all these chaste pious ladies who perform on a regular basis, there is something called Suhasini Puja. And this Shravan Shukravaram, Varalakshmi Vratam, Varalakshmi Vratam, they cause rain in Shravan Mass. This Shravan Mass, the rains take place because of the chaste, pious women. They perform this Varalakshmi Vrata in a Shravan Mass. That is why. So there is, otherwise, how, the people will live, right? So, like I was joking, there is some IYF camp took place, right? There are, I think, 300 boys. How many boys? So we all went for on Saturday I gave lecture, and then after that we all went for Harinam on the Juhu beach, right? So then we were chanting, and very nicely everybody was dancing, chanting and dancing. And by the time we reached our temple, it started heavily raining. right? Heavily raining. Then I joked, you know, see, this is the result of Sankirtana Yajna. Krishna is pleased. Otherwise, this year, summer is very hot and people are suffering like anything. Everybody is so hot, it was, you know, global warming and all. And then everybody, suddenly we got relief. Oh, it was raining, right? Like that. So, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani Parjanyad Anna Sambhavaha. You know, Parjanya means, you know, cloud. Right? Cloud. So once one devotee went to perform fire sacrifice, Graha Pravesham to one devotee's house in America. And then he performed fire sacrifice. In America, they have this, you know, system. If fire reaches at a certain temperature, they have, you know, fire alarm and all. Water starts flowing. Water starts raining in the house. And then fire gets extinguished. Then they performed, I think, very nicely a sacrifice. So the fire was, you know, like glowing like anything. And then suddenly all everything opened up, alarm bells, and then water started coming. And then the host became very bewildered. What happened? What happened? Said, Krishna told, no, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani, Parjanya Dana Sambhava. He said, rain coming. Like that. So, very good. Like that, this Sankirtana Yajna is enough. There is a king by name Devamidha. Right, he's a very very pious king. Right, he's a very nice pious king. Then he's married to two ladies, one from a Kshatriya family, another from a Abhira family. Right, so from Kshatriya wife he got a son Surasen, and then from Vaishya lady he got a son by name Parjanya. Right, so this Parjanya means cloud, right? Cloud. And then this Parjanya is a very very pious man and is greatly devoted to the Lord. So as per his name, he is like a cloud. So when the clouds, you know, come, they give. It is mentioned in Padma Purana that Shravana Bhadra Mas clouds, you know, they are very glorious. They are white in color. Why? You know why? Because in Shravan Bhadrapad Mas, they give out rain completely. They empty their bodies and they give rain. So they are just like, you know, grastas who are very charitable. Right? This Magamasa cloud, they are cheating cloud. You should not, because, you know, they are blackish in color. Right? So we should not trust. They think it looks like they are going to rain, but actually, sometimes they don't rain. Just like there are some people who look very pious, but they don't help anybody. Right? So, a grahastha should be like a Shravan Bhadrapad Mas Megha, because they give out everything. That is why all the grahasthas, they should give out, empty their bank accounts, right, in this month for the pleasure of celebrating Krishna's birth. Right? And then this Parjanya is very glorious. He is like a cloud. But this cloud is different from that cloud, actually. Those clouds, actually, they give opulence. But this Parjanya cloud, Parjanya, the personality, he is more glorious than the cloud, because he is so benevolent that he give out. Everybody became rich because of the charity of Parjanya in his village. And he is like Dhruva Maharaj in glory, in fame and determination. And he is like Prithu Maharaj in glory. He is like Bhishma to the enemies. Right? He is like Lord Shiva to the friends. And he is like Brahma in proper organization. And he is like Lord Vishnu in power. So, Vedanta Sutra, it is mentioned that the Parabrahman is described as in five features, right? Priya, Amoda, Pramoda, Ananda and Brahman. These are five features. And it's the various levels of happiness. In the same way, Parjanya gave very made an entire world joyful by giving five wonderful sons. Right? Five wonderful sons. They are Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, right? Sananda and Nandana. Right? So for a man, amongst all wealth, the sons are the greatest wealth. Just like of all ornaments, cloth, very nice clothes are a greatest ornament. Right? Of all the six opulences, Aishwarya, Virya, right? Yasha, Shri, Jnana and Vairagya. You know, these two middle ones, Yasha and Shri, they are the most prominent. In the same way, of all five sons, the middle son, Nanda, is the most glorious. Right? Is the most glorious. That is why he became an object of affection for all the residents of Mahavan, and especially to his mother and father. Whereas, even though he is the cynosure of all eyes, and mostly most affection was shown by his parents, still all the brothers, they embraced Nanda Maharaj and glorified his good fortune for getting all the love from the parents. So Sri Jiva Goswami says that there is no envy. There is no envy like that. And meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj was married to a Sumukha's daughter, Yashoda, who is full of all good qualities. Whoever had seen her obtained all the good qualities. And whoever had thought about her obtained all good qualities. And because of Yashoda, right? Yashoda, Yash Deniwali, Da, Kirti Da, right? So, all this like that. So, then Parjanya, he became more and more devoted to Krishna. Then he wanted to give away his Raja. So then he called Upananda and he said, you take over. Then there was a Sabha. And then Upananda said, wait. You know, before I take up anything, you know, one should consider certain things. Right? So everything depends on affection. Everybody depends on affection. You know, affection depends on qualities. And the qualities depend on fitness of a person. And I am sure that even though I am elder, our younger brother, Nanda Maharaj, he is the fittest person. So I want to, you know, that Nanda should become the king of Gokul. We see how they are so affectionate, right? This is called Vrindavan. Vaikuntha atmosphere, Prabhupada writes in 7th Canto Bhagavatam. Sometimes in his, everywhere, all over the world, there is a struggle for power, right? Sometimes we see it in ISKCON also. So, that struggle for power happens because of envy. So, because there is no envy in the heart of Upananda, even though he is the eldest, he said, Nanda, because he is the most qualified, he should become the king. Like that. He should become the king. Like that. So, they made him king. Right? And everybody, Nanda Maharaj, you know, so glorious, you know, so devoted to Krishna, that everybody in love with this two couple, Nanda and Yashoda. And everybody was very happy. Right? But, in Gokul, in Mahavan, there is a lamentation amongst all people because Nanda and Yashoda, they didn't have a son for a long time. For a long time. And these Nanda and Yashoda also, they had doubts and they're feeling uneasy. Like that. Please hear this very carefully. And they performed many great sacrifices, but still there was no result. There was no result. Then once Nanda and Yashoda, they were sitting together and they were discussing. That everybody is lamenting that we don't have a child and they are performing sacrifices. You know, Putra Kameshti and all that. But there is no result. You know why? Because whenever during Sankalpa, You know, whenever they say, I should have a son, I should have a son, I think contrary to that. Because in my mind, I want to have a son who is greatest of amongst all sons. Purushottama, right? Are Uttama Purusha, right? And then, by doing pious activities, how can I have a son like him? He should be like Narayana, the worshipable deity, right? How can Narayana appear by the dint of pious activities? So that is why every time they do sankalpa that I should have a son, I think contrary to that, that's why we are not having son. Like that. So this is a very important aspect that, you know, we will not get Krishna by pious activities. Right? Pious activities. Then, Yanda Maharaj told Yashoda that, you know, many times I see a very beautiful blackish boy, you know, with a very beautiful big large eyes, and then his complexion is like rain cloud, and is playing on your lap. And you're out of great affection. The milk is flowing from your breasts. You know, I see that boy all the time. And sometimes I become bewildered. What is happening? Do you also feel like that? And then Mother Yashoda felt very shy. And then bent down her head. And then she said, yeah, I feel like that. I also feel like that. But I think this is impossible. We should control our minds. Like that. Then they said, so that means you are also getting the same thought and I am also getting the same thought. I think there should be something to it. Then Mother Yashoda suggested, why don't we, then you are saying that by pious activities we will not get Krishna, Narayana, like son. Then how do we get? By performing bhakti to, right? So once, I forgot to tell. When Parjanya Maharaj, he was about to give kingdom to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj asked some question, right, to Parjanya, because he's a great devotee of the Lord. So Nanda Maharaj asked, what is the cause of fear in this world? So Parjanya replied that karma, right? By performing one karma, if one performs one karma, he has to suffer and enjoy for 100 lifetimes. We enjoy for half a day and suffer for millions of years. This is the karma. So that is, what is the cause of fear? Karma. Right? Then, what is the shelter for a person? Right? Said Krishna. Right? What is the wealth of a person? You know? Then he said, Krishna Bhakti. Right? Krishna Bhakti. And then what is the most cherished object in the world? He said, pure devotees of Krishna. Right? Then Nanda Maharaj remembered, he said, Maharani, Nandarani also remembered, let us do Krishna Bhakti. He said, what to do? He said, no, let us do Dwadasi Vrata. Dwadasi Vrata. Then Dwadasi Vrata they performed for 1 year. On the first day of Magmas, in the waning moon, Nandrani was sitting with Maharaj Nanda. Then there she saw a very beautiful personality covered by a very celestial lady, you know, entered from the heart of Nanda into her heart. Right? And then she saw a very beautiful girl entering her womb. Right? That is why she was actually, you know, there is one verse, right? Kasturi tilakam lalat falake vakshastale kaustubham nasagre varamoktikam kare kankanam karatale venum kare kankanam सर्वांगे हृदि चंदनम सुललितम कंटे च मुक्तावली गोपस्त्री परिवेष्टितो विजयते गोपाल चूड़ामणि नासाग्रे वरमोक्तिकम हाउ इट केम राइट बिकॉज नंदराणी वॉज एक्सपेक्टिंग ए गर्ल चाइल्ड That's why she was paying EMI and all that and got very nice, beautiful, expensive moti to put to the nose, you know, of her daughter. But Krishna was born, there is no daughter. Daughter was taken away. That is why she is dressing Krishna only as his as her daughter. That's why she put a nose ring to Krishna. That is one Acharya was explaining. And for a long time, she was dressing Krishna as a girl only. Right? As a girl only. Like that. Anyway. So, this is a secret. So, like that, Krishna entered. Then, meanwhile, Rohini also came. And then, at that time, she was 3 months pregnant. Then, Krishna ordered Yogamaya Devi. So, meanwhile, Yogamaya Devi came. You know, with her son, you know, Purnamasi, right? Said, wow, you know, Krishna is coming. So they gave her a residence like that. And then she predicted that, you know, a very beautiful boy will appear like that. So meanwhile, Vasudev and Devaki, all of you know, right? They got married. And then Vasudev was, Kamsa said, I will, you know, drive the chariot of Devaki, right? And immediately there was a Akashvani. You rascal, Kamsa, you rascal. You know, you are, then immediately nobody saw up. Only Kamsa saw, looked up. Because he is the only rascal. Right? Nobody looked up. He said, yeah. Right? He is actually Mudha, right? When the first child was born, right? Narada Muni came, he wanted to leave. Narada Muni told, from behind if you count, he becomes eighth. So don't take the risk. If the second child is born, he said, from third child if you count, then he becomes eight. Then Kamsa is very poor in mathematics, you know. That is why he killed all the children. Six children. Like that. So, meanwhile, actually, before that, Mother Earth went, right, to Brahma, and then from Brahma they went to Kailash, from Kailash they went to Kshirasagar Tat. Right? Then they chanted Purushashukta prayer, right, Purushashukta prayer. And then he actually, you know, when Mother Earth, they chanted Purushashukta prayer, you know, Mother Earth, actually, her left side throbbed. According to Samudrika Shastra, that it is mentioned that for a woman, if the left side throbs, it is very auspicious. And for a man, right side throbs, it is auspicious. And it is vice versa. For a woman, if it right side throbs, it is inauspicious. Something, some bad omen is there, like that. It is mentioned in Ramayana that when Sugriva met Lord Ramchandra first, Lord Ramchandra said, Sugriva said, my wife is kidnapped by Vali. And then Rama said, I am also in the same boat. My wife is also kidnapped. Let us be friends. We'll find each other's wife. Like that. So when they performed the fire sacrifice, right? So when there is a bond signed, friendship bond signed between Sugriva and Ramchandra, three people's left side throbbed. You know who are they? In Lanka, Sitaji's left side throbbed. And Ravana's left side is also throbbed. In Kishkinda, Vali's left side throbbed. Right? You understand? Like that. So, it is... Krishna said, I will come and all. Then Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev and transferred to Devaki. All of you, you will hear all this pastime later on. Because there is a... in Padma Purana it is said, that in Hari Bhakti Vilas also it is said, each and every festival, there is a way to celebrate. Right? Like Ram Navami, before Ram Navami for 9 days, you hear Ram Katha. Right? Like that, we should hear, on Ram Navami day, one should hear Ram, in the evening time, Sri Rama Pattabhishekha pastime. You know how Lord Rama is enthroned after the comeback, the compulsory. Like that, in mentioned that how do you celebrate Krishna Janmashtami? Right? It is given that one must actually hear every time the glorious birth of Lord Krishna, right? From Srimad Bhagavatam, right? So before only I am telling you meditate, and then you know like that. So Devaki became pregnant with Krishna, and then all of you. So actually it is mentioned that Lord Balarama, he came bright, Rohini Nandan. So this question was raised, why, you know, many people they have this misconception that why Lord Balarama came, because Devaki gave birth to 6 material boys, so her womb contaminated, because it is an offense. Like Vishwanath Chakra Thakur commented that just like Maya Tata Vidam Sarvam Jagada Vyakta Murtina, Krishna doesn't become contaminated even though material world is within him and he is all pervading in the material world. In the same way, being internal potency of Krishna, Devaki also did not become contaminated because of the 6 boys came. So why Lord Balarama came? To set, make an arrangement. He is known as Adi Sesha. Sesha means servant. Adi Sesha means first servant. Right? First servant. So he made arrangement that he established Garuda, he established, that is why Sri Vedanta Desika in Yadava Abhyudayam explains that when she is walking, she would feel she is flying. Because she is sitting, you know, Garuda is sitting in her womb, right? And then when she would sleep, she would slip. Because she feels that she is sleeping on Adisesha. And then you know how Adisesha is slippery, you know, it's a snake bed is slippery. So she would, even though she is sleeping sleeping on the floor, she would slip. Because she is actually sleeping on the, it's a very beautiful comment by Sri Vedanta Desika. Like that. So, and then Krishna is born, right, after some time, right? So, it is mentioned that, you know, when Uttara, she came, you know, with Parikshit Maharaj in the womb, she said, she came running to Krishna. So, Sri Vedanta Desika explains, why she is called Uttara? You know, because the meaning of Uttara is the most elevated woman in the world, right? So Devaki is not called Uttara, even though she carried Krishna. Mother Yashoda, she is not called Uttara, even though she carried Krishna, right? Ramanuja's mother, she is not called Uttara, because she carried Ramanuja, like that. But Uttara, why she is called? Because it is, he explains, that because Uttara carried both Krishna and Mahabhagavat Parikshit Maharaj at same time. Because Krishna entered the womb of Uttara for few minutes to save, you know, Parikshit Maharaj. Because Krishna has entered the womb of Uttara for some time, and then at the same time she was carrying Mahabhagavat Parikshit Maharaj. That's why she is called Uttara. Right? Like that. So, at the same, like that, and then Nanda Maharaj, Devaki, Vasudev, then they prayed to, you know, Krishna. So, of all other personalities, Lord Ramchandra and all, they perform pastimes after taking birth. But in the case of Krishna, you know, the birth itself is a pastime. Right? He did not come from the womb of Devaki. Right? He did not come from the womb of Mother Yashoda. He appeared in the four-handed form. Right? Four-handed form. And then he said, then the Devaki and Vasudev, they prayed. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur comments that this is actually you cannot explain. On one hand, Devaki and Vasudev, they are saying that, you know, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the beyond three modes of nature, you are the controller, you are the destroyer. And at the same time, he is saying, please, get rid of this 400 form. You know, if Kamsa sees that this 400 form, he will recognize that you are Vishnu, he will kill you. So get back, you know, please withdraw your two hands, become like a normal child. So Vishwanath Chakra says this is, you know, very contradictory. You know, on one side they are saying God, another side they are afraid. Then Vishwanath Chakra says there is no logic. Love has no logic. Somebody is in love, they are like that only. Right? They are like that. Like Mother Yashoda was thinking, Upananda and all, they were saying, Upananda was sitting, having Krishna on his lap, and was saying, this boy is, so many mishappenings are happening. Putana came and got killed, Trunavarta came and got killed. And then Mother Yashoda said, Mera beta itna avajna hai, itna ajnani hai, that he doesn't know the difference between mitti and sandesh. Right? Makan, he doesn't know the difference between makan and the मिट्टी तो मिट्टी खा लेता है मेरा बेटा इतना अवज्ञ है सो दे मदर यशोदा थिंक्स लाइक दैट माय सन इज लाइक दैट सो दैट इज कॉल्ड लव एक्चुअली इन लव देयर इज नो लॉजिक लाइक दैट सो वेदांत दिस का कमेंट्स दैट सो मदर देवकी requested Krishna, Vishnu, that please withdraw your four hands, become a two-handed. That is why he says that Lord Ramchandra, after the 25 years, he did Pitruvachana Parayana. Pitruvachana, he followed the orders of his father. But Krishna, right from the birth, he is Matruvachana Palak. Because Mother Devaki requested Krishna not to have four hands, we have two hands only. Till the time he killed Kamsa, Krishna did not manifest four hands. Because he was following his mother's request. Like that. Very interesting. So, then Krishna said, take me to Gokul. Meanwhile, Yogamaya Devi, she took Krishna, Nandanandan Krishna. When Mother Devaki was praying that you become, two-handed, at that time, without knowledge of Devaki and Vasudev, she brought Nandanandan Krishna from Vrindavan and then got merged with the Vasudev Krishna. And then actually Vasudev was only carrying Nandanandan Krishna, actually, like that. Anyway, very interesting pastimes. This is all from Gopal Champu by Sri Jiva Goswami. So it is mentioned that So they are saying, and then all the shackles and all, they got removed, right? And then there, very surprising thing happened, that Yamuna gave way, flowed back, right? From the in this one interesting pastime, that when Ravanasur woke up, Kumbhakarna, Kumbhakarna asked, why did you wake me up? He said, no, there is some crisis. War is going to happen. Why war has come? Because I kidnapped Sita. Why did you kidnap Sita? Because I am attracted to her. Right? So, now there is war because I thought Rama is an ordinary person. Right? But he was fighting very badly. Many of my sons and all, they died. Then Kumbhakarna, he said, you are a fool. Before doing all these things, you should have asked my advice. We know who is Rama, he told. Lord Rama's arrows, they have no answer. They are so impregnable, undefeatable. Just like, we cannot defeat Rama's arrows. Just like a Yamuna never flows back. Yamuna never flows back. Right? So, but he doesn't know, he did not know that this is going to happen. Right? So Yamuna actually flowed back because that is why Sri Vedanta Deshika explains that this Yamuna is the most auspicious river, the most glorious river, because she gave way. Even without being afraid of Kamsa, she gave way to Krishna. Right? And then very interesting. Then, whereas Godavari, when Ramchandra was, Godavari is not glorious. Why? Because when Lord Ramchandra asked the address of the Sita, she didn't tell because being afraid of Ravanasur. But Sri Ramanuja explains, then you may say, then Gangecha Yamuna Chaiva Godavari Saraswati, we should not say. No, when Andal appeared, she kept the name of Godavari, Goda Devi. That's why again she became glorious. Like that. So, like this Krishna appeared. Right? So, it is mentioned in the scriptures. Why I am saying all this? That when I said this verse, everybody was shocked. Yeah? Then it is said that one great devotee told, that prataha dyuta prasangena. In the morning time, one should discuss about gambling. Madhyanne stri prasangataha. In the afternoon time, one should discuss about women. Right? Ratrau chaurya prasangena. In the night time, one should discuss about thievery, thieves, chore. Kalo gachati dhimataha. Right? Dhimatas, those who are intelligent, they discuss about gambling in the daytime, morning time, about women in the afternoon time, and in the about thieves in the night time. Right? Anybody will be shocked. But actually it is explained by the Acharyas that actually in the morning time one should discuss Mahabharata. Right? Mahabharata is all dyuta, right? Happened. Then in the afternoon time, one should discuss Ramayana. Right? Because Ramayana is actually, Sitaya Charitam. It's more than Rama. Sita is discussed in Ramayana. First, in the beginning, Valmiki kept the name as Sitaya Charitam. Later on, it was changed to Ramayana. Right? So one should discuss in the afternoon Ramayana. And in the night, that's why Krishna, Prabhupada told, you know, he discussed about Krishna's pastimes. Right? Krishna, actually why Krishna appeared at the end of Dwapara Yuga? Right? At the end of Dwapara Yuga. Because, for Dwapara Yuga, people did not get so much benefit. Krishna appeared only for the benefit of Kali Yuga people. Right? He appeared in the month of Bhadrapad Mas. Right? In Krishna Paksha Ashtami day. Why? Because of all the tithis, that is the darkest day in the whole calendar year. So why Krishna appeared? Right? That too in the middle of the night. That too in the Andhakar, Karagruha of Kamsa. Right? In the jail of Kamsa. Right? One sadhu was traveling in the train. Then the TT asked, where are you going? He said, I am going to Ram Janmabhoomi. Where is the ticket? There is no ticket. Chalo, come with me. Where? Krishna Janmabhoomi. Right? Like that. Right? So, he came. Right? He appeared in the... Because darkest period of Divya Yuga... is going to come, Kali Yuga. For that you need light. Right? You need light. That is why he gave light in two ways. One is, in future he is going to become Gitacharya. By speaking Bhagavad Gita. Right? He gave light, enlightened all the people for all time. Desha Kala Artha Yuktani. Right? And then he performed these pastimes. Chor Leela and Jar Leela. Right? He performed this pastime of Ras Leela and he performed this pastime of Chor Leela. Right? There is no comparison to the Krishna's childhood pastimes. Right? It is mentioned that those people who have done millions of lifetimes tapasya, they will get a chance to sit here and hear about Krishna's childhood pastimes. There is no comparison. Right? You know, Kali Yuga people, they are interested in these two things. All the time, as soon as you open the Times of India, like Bhaktivinoda Prabhu says, crimes of India. Right? This fellow is corrupt, that fellow is corrupt, this fellow, chore, we discuss. Right? And then, they always talk about women in the night time. Right? So whenever somebody has more than one girlfriend, they will say, Hare Krishna jaisa hai. Right? Somebody who is stealing, they will say, Hare Krishna is like Krishna is stealing. So Krishna performed these pastimes. In Kali Yuga, these people are interested. So at least that way they will chant my name. Right? Like in Telugu, long time back, there is a movie. They say, Garme Ramayya, Bahar Krishnaya. Right? Like that they say. Like that. So, So why, you know, why it is like that? Why Krishna performed these pastimes? So in Kali Yuga, there was no need to do anything else. There is no need to do anything else. Simply sit and hear about Krishna's pastimes. Right? Once Prabhupada was discussing Krishna in Los Angeles, that garden, you know, Prabhupada used to say, "Oh, this is Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha." Prabhupada would shout. Right? And this Narnarayan Rishi, Prabhu and all, they would read Krishna book, Harishauri Prabhu and all. Prabhupada, which pastime? Prabhupada said, Krishna book, Krishna's pastime, they are like gulab jamun. Right? Anywhere you bite, they are sweet. Any pastime you read. Right? And then Prabhupada would merge into the pastime, and then he would laugh, and then he would rejoice. Then once they were discussing Krishna's childhood pastimes, then this is what we should do all the time. Simply discuss Krishna's childhood pastimes and rejoice. Like that he was. Then Prabhupada said, no. Work now, samadhi later. Right? No, you should do preaching also. Like that. So we should be addicted to, hearing Krishna's pastimes. Right? Hamara Rome mein, they should enter, you know, our system. And then whenever we sit, we should be able to recollect Krishna's pastimes. Right? Every time. That's it. Like that, you know, if so many people, if they become pure devotees of the Lord, Krishna will, there is no need for all these sacrifices and all. Krishna will send rain, all opulence will come. This is so easy, right? So too good to believe, but actually it is, it is true. Like that. So, once Krishna, when he was a small boy, that tribal lady, she brought some fruits. They are called Aranyaphal. Aranyaphal. You know, she collected all the fruits from the forest. Aranyaphal. And then she came. Then Krishna knew, hey, this is such a small boy. You know, he brought some grains, you know, with his lotus palms. You know, and then all the grains fell. And then she came running. Right? So Vedanta Desika says, in order to give Aranyaphal, he took Aranyaphal from that tribal lady. What is, you understood? Anybody understood? Huh? In the Vedas, Upanishads are called Aranyas. What is the Aranyaphal? Moksha. The fruit of, you know, reading Upanishads, studying Upanishads is moksha. So he took Aranyaphal to give Aranyaphal. Very pun intended, like that they say. Very beautiful poem. And then she came, and then she became so attracted seeing the lotus palms of Krishna, you know, all the very beautiful symbols and all. So instead of trying to give the fruits, what is most precious fruit of her life, that her heart, she gave. And then Vedanta Iska says that Krishna likes more than all these fruits, your heart, you know, the fruit, a fruit called your heart. You know, that you give, he will relish more. Right? That's why Krishna says, what is the use of all these lotus flowers, all these gulab, this flower, that flower. Right? You give a flower called your mind to me. That is in deity worship. The most important thing is keep your mind, you know, at the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana, that is why it is said for Ambarish Maharaj, Savai mana Krishna pada aravindayor. Then all the grains fell, right? Little one or two are left out. Then she said, Mukunda, give me moksha. Why I don't want all these grains and all. Krishna was surprised. Are, I am not having any forearms and all. How she know that? Are, on your palms I see, you know, Shankar Chakra Gada Vadma and all, I could understand, please give. That's why he gave jewels, which are more valuable than Kaustubha jewels to her. And then after that, like that. Once one lady, she was serving milk to Sri Ramanuja. For a long time she served all of them, every day free milk. Then Ramanuja said, we should not take any service without giving some remuneration. Right? Ask her what she wants. So one disciple went and asked what do you want? You know, you are serving so long. Something you take, dakshina. Say, no, no, I don't want money. No, no, you should take something. No, no, I don't want money. Said, what do you want? Said, I want moksha. You know, you tell Ramanuja. So he went and told Ramanuja. So Ramanuja said, oh, tell her, I will pray to Lord Venkatesha that she will get moksha. No, no, no. How will I know that he will pray? I want in writing. You tell him to write to Lord Narayana that you give moksha to this lady. And then Sri Ramanuja wrote on Talpatra that, you know, my dear Lord Narayana, Lord Venkatesha, give moksha to this lady. Right? And then she went, and Venkateshra, Balaji temple, she went, and then the doors opened. The pujari said, open, said, kya hai? They give this letter to Lord Balaji, this letter from Narayana, this Ramanuja. Right? So he gave in front of Lord Balaji, and then immediately Garuda came and took her back home back to Godhead. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. So this is right. That is why Prabhupada said, simply immerse yourself in Krishna's pastimes. You know, every day read Krishna's pastimes. You know, don't waste your time. Right? Prabhupada said, anybody who memorizes this Krishna book, anybody who repeats this Krishna book, anybody who you know, reads regularly this Krishna book, they will get Krishna prema without any effort. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ra, Hare Ra, Ram Ra, Hare. Any questions, comments? Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.